This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A mild start to the day. Looks like it'll be mild over the next few days. As you reported, the Post-Gazette going out of business and stopping publishing on May 3rd is making local news, and we expect the governor to say he wants to be governor again.
Surprise!
Yeah, that's not a big surprise, is it?
No, not at all.
So apparently he'll make stops here in Pittsburgh and then in Philadelphia later.
The real speculation about all of this is going to be, is he going to run for president, right?
Yeah. Would that start?
That's the question.
Because nobody's sure, obviously, who's going to run and potentially on either side.
I mean, it seems like on the Democratic side that it's certain that Gavin Newsom will be running. It appears that way.
It does.
And then Kamala Harris indicated not too long ago she was interested in another run. Whether that materializes or not, I'm not clear. But
Governor Shapiro have presidential aspirations, or would he even consider a vice presidential opportunity?
I have to say, though, Larry, I mean, based on his public schedule and the, you know, how often he pops up in places. I mean, he was at a NASCAR race.
It's got to be on the radar.
And you know, did a one-on-one interview at the NASCAR race. I mean, his people are putting him in position to be seen on a national scale.
Yeah, because frankly, for the most part, outside of Pennsylvania, he's not well-known. He's not a national figure.
Right.
Yet, even though his name was in the conversation last time.
Mm-hmm.
So the big news of the day is the domestic issues in Minneapolis, and with the start of that story, CBS's Michael George.
We start with the outrage and protests across the country following the deadly shooting of a U.S. citizen by ICE agents. The shooting was captured from multiple angles. ICE agents approach a woman behind the wheel of her SUV. The vehicle pulls forward and an agent shoots multiple times, killing her. That woman is Renee Good, a 37-year-old mother of three who recently moved to Minnesota. The Trump administration is portraying her as a domestic terrorist. Her ex-husband says she was no activist. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this very disturbing video and raising a lot of questions about ICE and what they're doing in these cities.
The Trump administration is maintaining that the shooting of a woman in her car by an ICE agent was an act of self-defense. Eyewitnesses as well as local officials argue that's not the case, and they say video proves it.
In eyewitness video, ICE agents in Minneapolis begin to surround a red SUV. As the driver is ordered out, the truck appears to reverse, then pull away. Another agent fires into the SUV, killing the driver, identified as 37-year-old Renee Good, a U.S. citizen.
I hear three gunshots, and then I hear a car crash.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling the shooting self-defense.
Our officer followed his training.
Secretary Kristi Noem says the driver had been, quote, stalking agents all day and used her SUV in an act of domestic terrorism.
She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle. and she attempted to run an law enforcement officer over.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey disagrees.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull.
As some held a vigil to honor Renee Good, protests broke out in Minneapolis and beyond. White House border czar Tom Homan told CBS News he's waiting to see the results of the FBI's probe into the shooting.
Let the investigation play out and hold people accountable based on the investigation.
As state and local leaders amplify calls for ICE to leave Minneapolis, DHS says their operation will continue.
Secretary Noem said that the officer who fired the gun had also previously been involved in a separate vehicle ramming case. She said he was treated for his injuries and released in this situation.
CBS and Jared Hill.
I think it might be helpful just to get the full story on what the Homeland Security Secretary had to say about this incident. This is how they're viewing this.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run an law enforcement officer over.
Now, you've seen the video, Larry. I'm curious to know what your impression is of that compared to what we're hearing there.
Three different angles, and she said a lot more. And when they matched the video with what she was saying, you go, at very least, this was an avoidable situation, I believe.
Yeah.
They had a vehicle that could have blocked her vehicle, and she was in her vehicle, and she appears to wave them like, go by, and we don't know the length of the backstory, right?
We're only picking up a bit of it in that clip from Noem. Yeah.
But I think it could have been avoided.
I think that, you know, one of the things that occurred to me, if what the secretary is saying is true, and they were, you know, trailing these ICE officers throughout a long period of the day, this would indicate to me that there is a pretty well organized protest group that's in play in Minneapolis. Someone who has the time to devote to something like that, a protest of that nature, they've got to be pretty dedicated. This is not something that somebody just came up with on a spur of the moment, it doesn't sound like.
And this isn't the first state where there have been protests and of this nature because of the presence of ICE officers. The one question that a lot of people have asked, and I've never heard the answer from the government side, is there's some level, because they wear masks and because of the way they operate, and I know they have to have some level of clandestine if they're picking up what we were originally told was illegal immigrants, particularly those who are criminals,
right,
targeted first.
Now, they say that the people that they're picking up either have a criminal past or they're people who have been ordered to leave the country and have not done so. Now, about wearing the concealing the facial features, they say that they're being doxxed. In other words, that the protesters that are opposed to the immigration law enforcement are finding out who they are and then publishing their names and in personal details like their home address, family members, etc.
I
don't know if that's 100% factual, but that's what they say.
But the appearance, you know, when
you're right. The optics of it are not good.
Optics, that's
here
exactly.
Here come men in masks are taking people away. Right?
That's the exact word I was looking for, optics. The optics make it seem almost dark and ominous, even if they have the law on their side to do the work that they're doing. And clearly they do in many cases. And in this particular incident, it wasn't an illegal alien that's killed.
No, it was a protester.
A citizen. So
this woman's wife was at the scene of the shooting and was quoted as saying, "It's my fault that she was here. I made her come down here to do this today." And so she was obviously traumatized by seeing her partner dead in the vehicle, and
And we saw that video where you see the woman, she's slumped over, the door, the passenger door is open. She's behind the wheel, leaned over, held up by her lap belt and shoulder belt.
And the airbag had deployed. There was blood all over that.
Somebody who was saying that they're a physician, shouldn't there be some attention to her medically? And they wouldn't allow that person across the street. They said, we have our own.
Yep, the EMTs are coming. Yeah.
But we never did see. I never did see if that happened.
I don't think it would have made any difference if she'd been wounded in the head, right?
Yeah, just overall, one of those really, really hard things to watch.
I was thinking about this too, Larry. You know what this, you were talking about the proximity of this incident to where George Floyd.
Blocks away.
Right, just a few blocks away. And I thought earlier today, there is something that ties these two things together. What we have is a law enforcement encounter with a citizen who refuses to cooperate and things get out of hand. Right?
That, I agree.
Yep.
But could it have been avoided?
Yes,
I think so also.
Absolutely, you're right.
And now it has fueled, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, we're very challenging times.
A couple of choices could have been made. She could have got out of the vehicle and just let them do what they're going to do, or he could have not shot. I mean, there's a couple of things right there.
Either way, tragic. And we don't know where this is going with our country. You feel you're on the edge again.
I'm expecting nationwide protests, Larry. I don't know about you, but...
Okay, morning show. I'm curious. The College of Cardinals is meeting for a second day. They were summoned to the Vatican by Pope Leo XIV to talk about where the church is going next. And some of those, obviously...
What, you mean they're leaving the Vatican? Or?
Where they're going next. Where the church is going next.
In which direction, in other words, right?
Yes. Okay. There were some surprises, and Cardinal Dolan, who was very prominent, it is customary, and part of, at a certain age, I forget the age, that
75.
They turn in a resignation letter to the Pope, and the Pope can choose to accept it or not. And same thing with Bishop Zubik here.
Mm-hmm.
He turned in his letter of
By the way, as a sidebar, do you know what he's been doing with his spare time?
No.
He's like the intake person at Catholic Charities.
Really?
For the dental appointments. Yeah, he gets to sit there and help people get their paperwork filled out and make their appointments and see the dentist and all of that. I thought that was really cool.
That is. But anyway, Cardinal Dolan was a surprise because he has been the face in many instances here in the U.S.
Yeah, American Catholicism. I think he would be the leader, right?
Especially in the Northeast. But no, he accepted his resignation letter, which was a surprise. So he's brought all the cardinals for 2 days of talks at the Vatican, and I'd love to be a fly on the wall just to hear what they're talking about with the first American Pope, Leo. Ever wonder what you're really worth? How about this? In Michigan, it's about $3 million. The city of Southfield, which is just outside of Detroit, was ordered to pay up after paramedics and doctors declared that a 20-year-old woman had died. There's a problem, though. She woke up hours later at the funeral home. So they determined that there would be a $3 million payout, but she woke up. Can you imagine that, though? If you're a funeral director and there's a body that gets up?
Yikes.
Aaron, you don't have a dog, do you?
No, I don't have a dog. I want one. I really do. It's just conflicting because...
Because of your hours and...
Well...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Also, yeah, I guess that's a big part of it. But even before stepping into this job, I have, my mom has always adopted dogs my whole childhood. And the last dog she adopted, I connected with this dog so deeply. Looking into his eyes, I'm afraid to have that connection with a dog.
Oh,
and then,
boy, I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I mean?
You, I'm sure you do too, Larry.
It's a real thing, and I cannot do that to myself.
We rescued a dog, and that was 13 years ago. The dog was about 2 at the time, and just lost her a couple of months ago. Yeah, and it's almost like you don't want to have that feeling again.
Exactly. You're like, it was too good. I just can't.
My social media feed knows I like to watch, you know, little short videos about cute wiener dogs. And so I get them, and I get to thinking about, you know, maybe I should
get another
time. And then I start to think about,
it's too hard when they go,
saying goodbye to Ginger.
Well, how about, there's a company that has just made a phone for your dog.
A what?
A phone. And the craziest part is you can train it to call you. For $90, you get a tiny little box that attaches to your dog's collar or cat that they can use to, you can track where the dog is. You can play music for them. You can give them a call. And there's a mic on the other end so they can bark back.
Now, I was getting ready to say, what are you going to hear? But them hearing you, yeah. But them hearing you, that's really sweet. Obviously, they know their owner's voice.
You can upgrade it with a camera phone, too. And when you call, your dog jumps 3 times. This reminds me
happening?
Of my friend, Jimmy Krenn, says that he's an animal lover. And when he's traveling, his mom watches his dogs, and he has a chihuahua named Larry. And he said, his mom says, don't you want to say hi to Larry on the phone? And he's like, mom, I got to go. No, you say hi to Larry. So he goes, okay. So his mom puts the phone up to Larry's ear, and he goes, hi, Larry. And then he's waiting, he said, for the dog to answer back.
Oh, my God.
And he realized, what am I doing?
Yeah. You know, those they have those cameras now, the pet cameras, where you can set it up and you say hello to your pet while you're at work or wherever you're on the road. And then they come to the camera, and you can see them. Then you can push a button, and out pops a treat.
Yes.
That whole thing, right?
Yeah. I love those.
I was taking my dog to see Dr. Mike one time about a year ago, and I was on the phone, and my buddy goes, what is that sound? Are you with the dog? And you could hear the dog panting on the phone, you know, while you're driving hands-free talking. You hear, is that you panting? No, it wasn't me. It's the dog. See, you can utilize this new technology, and with AI, the dog will eventually. K Morning Show will continue to keep you posted on breaking news updates. Meanwhile, Monday night, wild card weekend ends in the National Football League with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting, for the first time ever, the Houston Texans in a playoff. And part of the legacy and lore is Roger Wood's Here We Go song that you've heard for decades.
Aaron Rodgers is ready to win.
Here we go.
With Gainwell, Metcalf, and Calvin Austin.
Here we go.
We'll go to war, and then we need a touchdown. And if you get in his way, he's going to knock you around.
Here and joining us with a backstory is Barry Pintar, anchor man. and reporter with KDK TV, somebody I've known for many moons, and you can see him in his faux fireplace on our live stream at kdkradio.com. Good morning, Barry.
Larry, it's better than your black blinds.
Yeah, we should have a better backdrop. You're right.
You're just going to buy like a banner that says, you know, the Larry Richards in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania behind you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in this day and age, why can't we have one of those virtual backgrounds and we can change it based on what we're talking about?
Yeah, you would think, right? Because these days, I know we're chatting about other things, but we don't even need green screens anymore. Now on social media, you just say, take out the background and poof. But anyway, if you're going to rat on my fake fireplace, I'm ratting on your black blinds that are closed, by the way.
All right. So you had a chance. You did a deep dive into the backstory of Roger Wood and Son, and here we go. How many years has it been now?
1994, or five or six, like mid-1990s, they started when the Steelers won the Super Bowl bid. Let me say this right off the top. This guy is the most normal, nicest guy you would want to sit down and watch the Steelers with. So, you know, sometimes when we think musicians, we get these visions in our head. If you go on my social media, not that I'm trying to promote him, you can see what he's like. He's just a great normal guy. So backstory, and Larry, I may need your help on this because he talks about how radio worked back in those days. But what he says is, 96, 95, I'm sorry if I forget the exact year. But anyway, he said in those days, you could just send songs to the radio and sometimes they'd play them. So, you know, Steelers are doing great. They're going to the Super Bowl. He records this. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. And then during the chorus or the verses, he did specific names. So he sends it to the radio station thinking it's an okay song. This is his word saying, and it just blew up. And so he's like, oh, wow, maybe we can sell this song. So they start making cassette tapes with one song in it, and they drive it around. I'm going to use Nit Blast from the past to Hill's Department Store, to Farmore, just all Kmart, all these stores in the region, they buy them. He sells 70 to 80,000 cassette tapes in that 1 year right out of the gate. That's the backstory. And every year ever since, he refreshes the song. Like this year, he talks about Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. And it's, as you said, it's just become such a backbone of our culture. And it is one of those songs, I'm sure you know, you hear it, it's just stuck in your head. So, but I'm curious, is that the way it was back then? You could just send in a song and sometimes it'd play it. Did you play it? Were you around that point?
Yes. The answer is...
Really?
Yeah, especially when it came to the Steelers and being in the playoffs. We actually have a treasure trove of songs that people have sent in over the years. And I think...
Really?
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that on Monday morning as we get ready for the game. Because they're... I think outside of Jimmy Pohl's original polka, right?
Polka. Yep, yep.
Roger Wood's song is probably the one that resonates with most people next. And then as far as original music, there's a whole – I'll be happy to share them with you because you'll get a kick out of it. People that have wanted to be the next Roger Wood and have one of these songs really stick. But his – I didn't realize it went back that far.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you know, it's not just radio, and it's not just, I want to say it before I forget as well, please go on iTunes, Apple Music, all the music platforms that's on there, because I just think we need to support this guy so he keeps doing it. But he's also done full-blown pep rallies at the stadium full of people, you know, like they have before a game, and he's performed live. And again, let me underscore, the normalest, coolest, everyday neighbor kind of guy that you can imagine, just rocking out an entire city because in the mid-1990s, he's like, I'm just going to do this song. And boom, it's exploded. We love it.
Curious what part of town he's from.
Cheswick.
Oh, okay.
That's where his studio is. And, you know, since then, as we all have. He's had babies. So his son, Ryan, now, I'm going to guess late 20s, early 30s, because I interviewed him in the piece as well. He's now his music producer, because when I was, so just to show you, when I'm asking Roger, I'm like, so where can people get this? Like, what platforms are on? He's like, well, you're getting a little out of my pay grade here. Let me bring in my son, who's my producer, Ryan. And then we asked Ryan that, and that's where he said, you know, you can download it as well. But yeah, just the greatest guy. And I mean, I don't know about you, Larry, but it's one of those songs, the minute you hear it, it just has a hook.
It does. Cheswick, home of the Purple Elephant, where Chessy lives, by the way.
For sure. Here we go. If we don't get it in the end zone, we'll get 3 points off of Boswell's toe. Here we go.
All right, Barry, where can people find your interview?
Oh, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, they're all over. CBS Pittsburgh, the KDK YouTube page. So, yeah, it's out there. And it's worth it, if nothing else, just to see this guy talk, his humility, his regularness. I hate to say it that way. You're going to fall in love with him as much as you fall in love with the song.
All right, Bear, appreciate it. And good luck with your anchorman position. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Peace out, Larry. Good talking to you.
KDK TV's Barry Pintar.
Here we go. Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl.
A protester was killed by an ICE agent Wednesday in Minnesota. Opposite views of what happened. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
This goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day.
Mayor Jacob Frey.
And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
There obviously is going to be a lot more that unravels from this incident today, particularly in Minneapolis.
Wednesday on Zoom. Post-Gazette management informed employees the company is closing the PG in May.
Closing down our operation is not going to be easy, but the first step is communicating with our extended community, including our readers, our advertisers, and of course, our employees.
So what does this mean? A lot of emotion involved, but after 240 years, they will cease operation May 3rd.
I know, Larry, for me personally, I don't know about you, but you know, one of the things I enjoy the most from the PG is their sports coverage.
And
a number of their writers are people who are going to be losing jobs in May, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be reemployed soon.
And people we know.
Right.
And work with. Yeah, that said, there's an old tradition of enjoying a Sunday paper with a cup of coffee in the morning that's no longer going to be possible here in Pittsburgh.
Well, there is one upside this week to look forward to. It's the 2025 version of Here We Go. That's out.
Here we go. Aaron Rodgers is ready to win. Here we go. With Gainwell, Metcalf, and Calvin Austin. Here we go.
And we just talked to KDK TV's Barry Pintar. He spent time with Roger Wood, and this originally came out in 1994 as the Steelers were headed to Tempe, Arizona to play the Dallas Cowboys under the direction of Bill Carr.
Wow, 32 years later, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
And he's been doing it ever since. We got two more Super Bowls since that day.
And I guess if you think of two songs that would define the Steelers in terms of, you know, support, the first one would be the Steelers Polka, obviously.
With the late Jimmy Pohl.
Right, and then now Here We Go. I mean, I've been hearing this for I don't know how long.
There might be some magic in this season because it is the 50th anniversary of Myron Cope's terrible towel.
Hmm.
And after what we witnessed,
hey, you know what?
On
that's right.
Sunday night, as Myron would say, "Ha! The Steelers win." Or was it the holy water?
Who knows, but Father Max needs to repeat that act, by the way, on Monday night.
Yes, he's the priest that we saw the network captured putting holy water on the field at Acrisure. I'm sure they're going to do it again, but maybe under the cloak of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.